Stocks end the day at the lowest levels of the day with the Dow down 70 points at 16,912. NASDAQ down 2 at 4,443. And the S&P 500 down 9 points at 1,970. The yield on the 10-year note at 2.46%. The president announcing new sanctions against Russia, weighing on the market in the final minutes of trading. Also, the latest earnings news coming in right now with Twitter coming in with better-than-expected results. The stock is popping in after-hours trading up, about $6 higher now, up about 16% to around $45 a share. American Express coming out with earnings that were pretty much in line with analysts' expectations. Looks like American Express shares a bit lower after-hours. Earlier, we found out consumers are more confident about the economy than they've been in nearly 7 years, according to a new reading from the Conference Board. The July reading, the highest seen since October of 2007. Home prices up in the month of May compared to a year earlier, according to the S&P Case-Shiller Index, but at the weakest pace in 15 months. We did see money move into bonds today. Gold slipped $5 at $1,298.30 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents at $20.58. Looks like crude oil futures pulled back below $101 a barrel. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Looks like Ukraine and Russia back in the spotlight here. Ed, give us your view of what the market reaction we saw here today.
Well, there's a lot of things to react to, and it was a negative reaction today. But the market has shown tremendous resilience to these negative reactions, in spite of many people forecasting declines because of the substantial rise that we've had over the last 8 to 10 months, from 14,800 on the Dow to 17,000. So we had a pretty good rise, and I wouldn't be too surprised to see this market go sideways or maybe a little bit on the downside in reacting to what I think is the end of the earnings reporting session here coming up in the next few days.
I know some of the market commentators noted that usually as we start a two-day Fed meeting, at least in recent history, we had seen the market rally. Obviously, international concerns weighing on things here now, but the Fed's in the middle of a two-day meeting here that'll wrap up tomorrow. What do you think we can expect tomorrow?
Well, I think we're going to expect some more indication that interest rates should be going up over the near term. Maybe I'm prejudiced in that direction, but we are been gone for the longest time in history at these tremendously low rates. And I believe that the securities markets have provided a good foundation for an increase in interest rates going forward. And I would like to see the Fed do that at the end of their two-day meeting here. But we'll wait to see what they've got to say at that point. Clearly, the bond buying and so on is going to end in October.
All right, and it looks like money is flowing into the bond market based on all the international jitters, not only here but also in Europe. We're seeing bond yields move lower. What do you see ahead for the bond market?
I see some tremendous risk there. It makes sense for people who are looking for yield. They're going wherever they can to find yield, and some of them are going into very speculative bonds as well. But at this point in time, when you take a big picture look going forward and interest rates move upward, those prices will adjust downward to the interest rates at that point in time. Again, tremendous risk in my opinion.
All right. Last time we heard the Fed speak, they sounded the warning bells on the social media stocks and biotech. We've seen those stocks pop lately. Twitter out with its earnings report just now, coming in better than expected. Any thoughts on the social media stocks, especially Twitter right now?
Well, I would think that the Twitter, as you say, it's trading right now approximately 8 points above its closing price, and that's a tremendous reaction to very favorable earnings. Twitter's been in a sideways, if not downward, movement for approximately a year, so this is a very, very good surprise. No question that earnings are the main contribution to what happens to these equities. Merck was an example of that today, some of the bigger quality stocks, and I would recommend paying attention to the top quality stocks that are listed in the Dow Jones averages and the S&P.
All right. And what about the biotech stocks? I understand we're going to be getting Amgen earnings out this afternoon as well. Any thoughts on that locally based company or the biotech sector in general?
Well, I don't particularly follow Amgen in particular, but the stock is trading, not trading actively here after the close at the moment. The biotech group is a very volatile group. I would be very, very careful there because any announcement from the FDA or any other announcements from companies about drugs not conforming to what they expect in terms of the trials 1, 2, and 3 as they go forward causes dramatic moves in these stocks, both upward and downward, but the real risk is on the downside.
All right, and we've seen the transport sell off lately as well. The airlines have been under pressure. Any specific places where you would be putting money now into or taking off the table?
the transport, just to give you a response on that, down 100 points today. We've seen some substantial declines here. I would be very concerned about that. I continue to favor the steel stocks, which has been a group of securities that have not been very favorable over a period of about 2 years, and currently the outlook for steel prices is low, but yet at this point in time, I think these are buying opportunities. I also continue to favor the bank stocks and the semiconductor stocks. I like the medical stocks, particularly medical hospitals and so on. On the concern side, I would continue to be careful with the high price earning ratio restaurant stocks, and I would be careful with the internet stocks.
Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities, based in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for coming to the line to be with us live this afternoon here in the KNX Business Hour.